Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
It's Around the House. When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is a lot to know, but we've got you covered. This is Around the House.
Welcome to the Around the House show. This is where we help you get the most out of your home through information and education. Thanks for joining me today. We've got a great midweek special this week here because we're going to talk about trends for 2024 when it comes to decking. And when it comes to fencing and stuff that we should be taking a look at, because it's really strange out there. And it's something that's been interesting. We watch building materials prices go up and down all over the place. And in the past, it seemed it was really tied to the lumber futures market. And you would see that stuff be where it's tied in. But right now, that's not been the case because we watched the prices below. And still, obviously, we've got people marking up lumber prices because I tell you what, whatever the mills are charging out there, coming out to these home centers and lumber yards out there, it's expensive. And where the future prices used to show, wow, okay, the future prices have gone up. We could see that happening. It just hasn't been the case as of the last year. And it's just right now, I was at the store the other day looking at drywall prices. And I'm like, why is that so high right now? It's not like we're building a ton of homes right now and drywall prices are through the roof. When I go into my home center and see it at almost $20 a sheet, where it was 6 months ago at $12 a sheet, now we're talking about a pretty significant increase and for no apparent reason. So it makes me wonder what's going on out there. And hopefully we'll see some balance in the market where usually what happens is when this goes on, we'll see some lumber mill come in and shortcut prices and start moving more material. But what I saw is I've been watching here in the Pacific Northwest and we're closing a lot of lumber mills and they're saying because of the, for instance, in Oregon, they put a bunch of tree protections in. So lumber, the trees themselves are costing more compared to what they used to. So it still doesn't affect, it should be affecting those lumber prices on the futures market. So it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. But as we know, lumber prices are similar throughout the country. If you start comparing them, and you can do a deep dive by taking a look at Lowe's online or Home Depot online and get an idea of what it is if you put in different zip codes in different areas. But still, lumber prices are still pretty high comparatively where they've been in the past. Of course, it's not COVID high. That was insane, but higher than what it usually is with this type of market. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because we're starting to see things that make more sense. And that is steel framing for decking, metal fencing, because when these prices are up for lumber, comparatively, it makes steel much more cost effective. And that steel, of course, is going to last, or aluminum when it comes to fencing, is going to cost take a lot less maintenance down the road. So if you're a homeowner or you're a contractor, it might be faster for you to get in and out with steel versus wood when it comes to fencing or decking. So I think what we're going to see here is over the next few years that steel, as far as framing for decking, and of course, aluminum and steel for fencing is going to be great. Now, if we start talking about fire prevention and wildfire, like on the West Coast, or even hurricanes and things like that, of course, the metal is going to be stronger. For instance, at my house, great example, I have steel fencing on the front. I have wood fencing in the back, and the wood is cedar. Just to give you an idea what's going on there. And when I look at that, I have not had to do one single repair on the steel fencing, and it's had big branches bounce off it from our windstorms and ice storms. But I tell you what, I have probably replaced 3 sections of fencing in the back because of a branch that would have bounced off the steel, came right through the cedar. So I start looking at that and go, okay, that's something to think about. as well as if you talk to our fire prevention experts out there, they want you to have 5 feet away from the house, non-combustible materials, which means if you're bringing a wood fence up against the side of the house, that's not the case. So you really need to put in a metal gate or something like that to stop that fire line from taking a line right up to your house. Now, this could be something that's wildfire season on the West Coast or in the Midwest, but let's say your neighbor's house catches on fire. If that fence catches on fire, you don't want that to come over to your house and be the kindling to start your house going. So yeah, even in tight city circumstances, I think it's not a bad way to go. And it's just going to be, quite frankly, more durable. If somebody comes up and tags it, it's a lot easier to clean that off with some cleaner than it is to replace fence boards and restain it, because it's a hard time getting that spray paint off the side of a wood stained fence. So these are all things to really consider and think about when you're looking at these exterior projects. So I would take a look as you're looking out there. There's a lot of different systems, a lot of great ones. And I would take a look, if you're thinking about those projects, to really look hard at metal for framing of a deck and, of course, for metal in fencing, because I think that is the wave of the future. And I think that is what's going to be less maintenance for you and a lot safer when it comes down to it. I like putting things up that last and not having to go back and do it. And just like that fence I put up 2.5 years ago, I already have to go back and restain it to make it look fresh again, which is a lot of work. And that steel fence, if you just keep it wet, or the aluminum one that's anodized, if you just wash it down every 6 months or so, it should be looking good to go. So that's something to think about when you're doing that. Just keep an eye on that stuff, guys. It could be really saving for you long term, especially when you figure out you gotta do all this work to get it to look really beautiful and to keep it maintained. So something to think about there. Next week, I am going to be down at the National Hardware Show. And if you're one of the listeners of the show and you're going to be there, I appreciate you. Come up and say hi. I'll be up on the main stage doing my show in Las Vegas at the Hardware Show on the media stage with some people. We're going to have a great time down there. So you will see that on social media. And if you want to find out more about us, head over to aroundthehouseonline.com. And if you have a home improvement question, you could always get a hold of me. I'll have a slow response time because I'll be out of town next week. But 833-239-4144. And that's 833-239-4144. And make sure your voicemail box is not full. I know that's a hard thing and mine gets full from time. But if I miss you and I call you back and you miss me because your voicemail box is full, I will be calling from the number that you hear, that you see on the phone too, which is that 833-239-4144. So save that in your phone if you're calling me. That way I'm calling you back. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. We're going to have a great show this weekend coming up, and we're going to be talking about hiring contractors and firing contractors, whether how to do it legally, and that applies to both. And then we'll be talking some more design trends in hour number two with one of my favorite companies, which I'll reveal to you on Friday. Have a great rest of the week, and thanks again for tuning in to Around the House.
Somewhere unseen and undiscovered, anywhere beyond the mean, life is a love song. Let's be lovers. We're all over the radio. Take my hand, I know where to go. All over the radio with you.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.